Adventures, Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
On Rama, Rocky plants the hydrogen bomb in the midst of the invasion fleet, and then with Mitch and Marla races back to their space bombers. Meanwhile, on Venus, Anne and Yan are still in the evil-smelling underground tunnel. As they walk along, they suddenly realize that they're being chased by the barking spiders. Desperately, they run for their lives.
Well, Yan, wait. Look ahead in the torchlight.
It's loose. The tunnel's blocked.
And the spiders are right behind us. Yan, what can we do?
Get through that pool of rock somehow.
Can we?
We will have to, or the spiders will kill us. One bite means instant death. Here, take the torch and the ray gun.
Right.
And keep those brutes away.
And you?
I'll try to tear away through this fall. I only pray that it's not too big.
Yan, the spiders.
Shoot at them if they're near.
That's still the closest one.
Oh, good girl.
How are you doing?
I've not made much impression as yet.
Could I help?
No, no, you stick to your job. Don't let any of those brutes pass.
I'll see to that.
Another minute or two, and I think we might be through.
Oh, Yan, hurry. The spiders are getting close.
Keep using your gun.
There can't be too many more.
And I see a tiny gleam of light. We must be near the entrance to the tunnel.
Can we get past that fall of rock?
It will not hold us up much longer.
Quickly, Yan. These brutes seem to be coming from everywhere.
Come on now. We can squeeze through. You go first, and I will cover you. Do not argue. Go quickly, please.
Yan, are they still after us?
No. We are safe now. Those brutes will not venture out here in the open.
Are you certain?
We will be well away should they do so. The ones still alive will eat their friends before they chase us.
Oh, let's get as far away from that tunnel as we can.
Now, we are doing that, Hen.
Oh, those brutes. Never been so frightened of anything.
We were lucky, indeed. They almost had us. Had you not heard them, we would be dead.
I know. Oh, yeah, and you have some horrible beasts on Venus.
I told you that long ago, remember?
Yes, but I didn't expect to see spiders as big as terrier dogs. And their eyes, they almost hypnotized me.
They seem to have that power. Like some of your snakes.
Let's talk of something else. I'm beginning to feel all weak in the knees. Where are we going now?
Through this forest to the air station.
The air station?
We must obtain a jet plane somehow.
Steal it?
Borrow it. It sounds nicer. We will wait until it is dusk before we try, of course. We need a jet plane to join Rocky and the others on the central continent.
I'm beginning to wonder if we'll ever see him again.
But the worst of the battle is over. Once we have a jet plane, Gorg will never find us again.
Why does not General Code radio us?
Shire, give him.
He takes his time. He knows we are waiting anxiously for news. Surely he will have Rocky Starr by this.
Well, Ramar is difficult to search, Shire. There is so much dust always in the air.
This may be him. Say, Doug, it is Code. Our engineers will feed his words into here. I am to speak to him with this microphone.
General Code reporting, sire.
Code, why have you been so long?
There was no news to tell you.
In future, obey my orders. I told you to radio me every 5 minutes. See that you do.
As you command.
Is there any trace of that swine?
No, sire.
Why not? Why not?
Sire, he cannot leave Rama. I have taken all the necessary precautions. I have hidden men in Targa's ship. Hundreds of others are out searching for him.
Good. Find him, Code, or there will be trouble.
I have the situation well in hand. I will call you again as you ordered.
Very well. Do that. Oh, yo, he is as bad as the rest of you. Were I on Ramad, I would have captured the Earthlings by now.
You had him in your power once, Shire.
Do not remind me of that, yo. Oh, what a fool I was. Had I killed him, then we would not be in this position.
Do not despair, Shire. We cannot.
Yo, I have just thought of something.
Yes, Shire.
I will bring Rocky Starr to you. I will radio him a personal message. I will warn him that unless he surrenders, I will give Anne Vernon to my robots. You know what will happen to her then.
Yes, sire.
They will trample her to death.
The sooner the better.
Oh, yes. I will bring Rocky Starr to his knees, believe you me.
Can't wait for Targa much longer, Marla.
No. I have warned him twice by telepathy not to return to his ship
but to come to this one.
Well, we've been sitting in this bummer for nearly 10 minutes, and there's no sign of him.
Surely he'll return soon.
Well, if he doesn't, we'll just have to leave him behind.
Hey, you can't do that, Rocky.
Mitch, we've no choice in the matter.
Yeah, but he's our pilot.
That hydrogen bomb's due to explode in a few minutes.
Don't mention it, pal. Don't mention
it. And when it does, it'll start a series of explosions that'll destroy everything on Rama, including us.
If we're still here, which I hope we ain't.
I cannot understand why Taga does not return.
Mother, I think I can.
Why?
He's been arrested by Goldsmith.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, that's my guess, too, Mal. Everyone was supposed to report for a roll call, remember? You heard him yelling over the cabin radio, didn't you?
And you think that Taga has been discovered?
I'm afraid so. Poor devil.
Then he will be dead by now.
He can't be, Mallard. That guy's got to fly us off of Raymar. We're sunk unless he shows up.
He won't now, Mitch.
Giggling grasshoppers, Rocky. Do you know what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, what a mess we've gotten ourselves into.
Here is a message for Rocky Star.
Say, you hear that?
I'll say I did. Is he in Raymar?
I don't think so. He's probably broadcasting from Garnham.
This is a special message for Rocky Star. We know that you are on Rama, for Taga has been captured. It is useless to try to escape. Give yourselves up now, otherwise Anne Vernon will be trampled to death by robots.
Why, you great long-nosed parrot.
My advice, surrender to General Code. That is all.
Nothing doing, Gorg.
Rocky, we can't let Anne suffer.
And we can't stay here, Mitch.
Heck no, that bomb's due to go off soon. Giggling grasshoppers were sunk. If we give ourselves up, we die in the explosion. And if we don't, Anne dies.
I wonder whether we could take the fuse out of that bomb.
We might be able to.
Wait. Wait, Rocky.
Yeah, we can't. Once that bomb goes off, so do we.
Where you are, Mitch. Anne is not in any danger.
Molly, you heard
Jan has just spoken to me. They have escaped from the Vintum Palace.
Yippee!
Are you sure?
Yes. Jan and I often speak by short transfer.
Hey, that's a mighty handy little gadget, that thought message idea, you know. Well, come on, let's go.
How can we without a pilot?
We've got one. I'll fly the spaceship.
You?
That's my boy.
I watched Taga pretty carefully all the way here. I think I can do it.
Yeah, but this ain't Taga's ship.
Well, it's exactly the same, Mitch. Now, come on. No more arguing. Attach safety harness for takeoff. Time we left, Rama.
Well, well. Look who's here.
Come on, Mitch. Come on. Don't fool.
We got visitors, pal.
What?
You see that? Them three little Venusians with three little guns pointing at our three little stomachs.
Where the heck did they come from?
Well, ask me something easy. They just appeared from nowhere.
They must have kept in the cabin while we were talking.
Yes, they could have, too. I didn't close the airlock.
Hey, get yourself an eye full of them guys. They're taking off their helmets.
Be ready for action, Mitch.
Oh, we're gone, pal.
Oi, Donneval Rama.
Hey, don't cuss me, beautiful. I'd plant one right in your putt.
Is not. Roll guard.
Hey, what's he beating about, Mala?
He said to sit down or you die.
Aga. Oh, God, Jainam, Dana, Yas.
Rocky, he's sending one of the men to headquarters.
Oh, no, he won't. Listen, Mitch, we're in a tight spot. How you feeling, like a scrap?
That's my boy. That's my boy. Just say the word, then I'm in like a flash.
Rocky, that soldier will get away.
Oh, he hasn't a show, Marla. Don't worry. Now, listen, Mitch.
Yeah?
Do as I say and do it quickly.
Right you were.
Number one, close that airlock.
Right.
Oh.
And my little man, the same to you with onion sauce.
All right. Now, Mitch, in the woman, watch that ray gun.
All right, here we go.
Watch him.
I got him.
You would, would you?
A rat.
Come on, help yourself to this.
Look out, Rocket, there's one behind you.
All right.
Oh.
Thanks, pal, I'm ready.
There. Any more for any more. Form a single line, two on the left, please.
Watch it. All right, Mitch, watch that one with the ray gun.
Right. Much. Okay, I'll get him. Watch this, boy. Just watch it.
Good work,
Mitch. Come on, boy. Stretch him out. Stretch him
out.
Phew. They're going to relax now. Hey, that was a bit hectic while it lasted, huh?
Certainly was.
Well, thanks to this Spanish. You know, handy little gadget, Spanish. Did I ever tell you about Spanish, Rocky?
Yeah, several times.
Well, look, these Venusians. They're the terrible fighters. Once you get them started, the first thing you know, they want to stop. Then what happens? They just stop. Can't enjoy a scrap with him. One smack and they cry quit, so. Oh, well, better park him. What do we do with the bud?
Think we better take him with us. Listen, come on and stop the gyros. And pray that we just did no damage with those ray guns.
Yep. Well, things are moving at last, eh?
Not the fourth time either, Mitch. You know, we've only got a few minutes left before that bomb goes off.
Yeah, hey, let's get out of here, quick.
All right. Stand by for takeoff. Got off the firing from 7.
Right.
7. 6. 5. four, three, two, one, fire.
God's sake, Rocky, we ain't moved.
All right, we'll try again.
You press the right button.
Yes, of course I am. I am pressing the right button. All right, cut off for firing. Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, fire!
Giggling grasshoppers were stuck in that bomb and it's due to explode any minute.
Again and again, Rocky presses the firing button, but the spaceship doesn't move. What has happened? Can Rocky discover the fault in time to escape the hydrogen bomb's deadly blast? Be sure to hear the next thrill-packed episode of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus.